And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Lethem. I write novels. The one I've just written is a historical book called Dissident Gardens about New York in the 1950s, among other things. The book I want to recommend to you connects somewhat to that. It's a memoir by a guy named Anatole Broyard, and it's called Kafka Was the Rage. It's set in the 40s and early 50s, I think. It's a very short book, a very beautiful, strange, in some ways withholding, certainly by the standard of what we think of as the memoir. It doesn't tell you everything by any measure, but it's such a vivid and iconoclastic glimpse of the intellectual and social and artistic life of Greenwich Village at a certain point in the recent past that when you read it, you feel it might as well be 1,000 years ago or be Paris in the 1850s or something. It's just a beautiful little immersion in a completely different version of the world that you might think you know when you think of the American bohemian or the life of a hipster in Greenwich Village. Broyard is a strange character who is much more talked about, if he's remembered at all, than read. He was a very famously merciless book reviewer, and so people sometimes still remember his great destructions of other writers. He has become controversial recently because he has been asserted by some people to have been the model for a character in a Philip Roth book called The Human Stain. He was a man who was passing for a lot of his life. He was an African-American passing for white, and to do so as brazenly as he did in the sophisticated social and intellectual worlds he moved through made him a kind of a fascinating character to consider in retrospect, and controversial one, divisive one. But what's lost in all of this is that he actually wrote a couple of really splendid things. And Kafka Was the Rage is about as good a memoir, a literary memoir, as is out there. When my friend Matthew Spector heard I was trying to tackle Greenwich Village in the 40s and 50s and 60s, he immediately demanded I read this book. It became one of the essential documents for me. It's very humbling when you go around kind of believing you have a feel for something, and then the real intimate and specific texture of other lives is always, it always demands of you that you get outside yourself and your assumptions. And this book served beautifully that purpose for me.
Jonathan Lethem is the author of The Fortress of Solitude. His latest novel is Dissident Gardens. You'll find more bookmarks and interviews with Jonathan Lethem on our website at ttbook.org.